The other day, while on a walk, I was distracted and then I suddenly looked down. I had stepped on a dead rabbit. It was just awful. And really, that gives you a picture of how that stressful day had been so far. Nothing extra bad happened that day, just weird successive sources of stress. You know how it can be. But you know what? In spite of my feelings, I chose to look up and thank God instead. Now, this type of behavior goes against human nature. But when we look at God's word, we are reminded that we are supposed to give thanks. And it doesn't mean that we're going to feel like giving thanks. And we also need to remember to give thanks when it's not Thanksgiving time. And so we just have to focus on God's word all year long and remember to give thanks. Our Creator knows what we need, and giving thanks is exactly what we need to do. It changes our perspective. It gets our eyes off our problems and onto the problem solver. And it helps us to remember what God has done and what He continues to do and continues to be. So, as I said, from my studies, I know it is true. I'm now a PhD candidate, and I've been studying a lot of stuff over time, and it's definitely true. It is beneficial for the mind to give thanks. So we know God knows what we need. And from my daily walk with the Lord, I know it is true. And it all rests on the fact that God's word is true. So we can take God's word for it from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you, who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. Well, hallelujah. We don't have to wait to give thanks. We can stop and give thanks anytime and get our perspective off of the problems and onto the problem solver. We can thank God for who He is, no matter what we are going through. And so, for instance, you can thank God for being good, loving, sovereign, generous, the promise keeper, and so merciful and gracious. For what do you praise God today and give thanks to Him? I urge you to pause and pray and genuinely thank Him and tell Him that you love Him. He loves us. He loves us so much. Oh my goodness. So, prayer tip of the week is to be sure to thank God specifically for who He is and what He gives. And we're going to pray right now. And if you haven't received Christ yet, this is a chance to put your faith in Him. And so let's pray together right now. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are You. We could never thank You enough. We love You. We worship You. And Lord, some of the listeners may be turning to You for the first time, and I pray with them to turn to You and confess their sins and repent of sins. Everyone needs to repent. Everyone needs You, Lord. So we repent and turn to You as Savior and Lord. Rely on You and You alone for salvation. And we thank You that we can know that You forgive us because of what You did on the cross for us. You bore our sin. And You took the punishment and conquered sin and death for us. And we worship You and thank You for that. Pray for all praying pals, all pastors. And we pray just for Your mighty moving in our lives and in the lives around us. We pray for revival and a great awakening, Lord. And we thank You again and again. We thank You and worship You right now. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as you go about your week, remember, thank God specifically for who He is and what He gives. And share that perspective with someone else. Help them to give thanks in a way that is loving and encouraging. It'll just change the whole perspective. God bless you, my friends.